Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Kill Say Mars from the Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, the third album that came out. This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 15. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate that. You can call 646-478-0944. If you got music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, three disclaimers if you call in. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, or go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, let's put this out here for people. If you want, you can check out Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is definitely J.R. Alfred Porter. Also, you can reach out to us a couple of different ways. I also want to say you can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HipHopWorkshopRecords.com. You could also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's voiceitradio.com. Tomorrow we have Lowdown the Barbarian. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, as well as, of course, the Facebook Sheriff Kilroy once again, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary. Also, you can Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. 1, www.templabor.org. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Also, thelogtv.com, and on YouTube, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Woo, got all of that out of the way. So now I can take the time and let people know some of what's going on around here as I give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, because if I don't do that, I won't get back to it. So starting at number, well, before that, honorable mention goes to Days One, the birthday party for his mom that was held the past Saturday. Red Lion Tattoo, honorable mention. They did not promote it big because they knew everybody would have been showing up, and they wanted it something special. Catered affair, HGS Music was there, Ballhead Fred, Spinning Jams, and a few other things. So that was the honorable mention. Missed being in the top 10 just by a pinch. Starting at number 10, Mr. Solo. Consistent new music. Number 9, Lyrical Storm, Letter to My Inspiration. Number 8, Sheriff Kilroy, I Need a Queen, Facebook video, almost 500 views for that. Number 7, debuting, Facebook, Record Store Day 2022. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, Vince Robinson and the Jazz Poets Live at Rudy's Pub. Number 5, debuting, Facebook, Stoney, live at the Grog Shop. I believe that is this coming Friday. Vince Robinson is on Sunday, and the Record Store Day is Saturday. But number 5 is Stoney, live at the Grog Shop. Number 4 was the Identical premiere movie showing, which was at Atlas Cinema over on Shaker Square. It was excellent. I was invited there. Wade T. Howard, excellent job with the production. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, you had the actress Kabira. She played the role of the jogger. It was nice to be invited out for that. Number 3, Facebook, it moved up. I Love It Pre-Party with Suave Gotti, and he also pushed that song all over the place. About 3 different clubs played it on that Friday, and DJs are grabbing that, so that's excellent. Number 2, Facebook, Donnie McClurkin and saxophonist Andre Caver, gospel concert at Marriott Hotel, Life After COVID. That was last, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday. And number 1, debuting, all Easter events. Before I go to the 601 area code, I need to let people know, rest in heaven, we lost Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert Jeremy Gottfried, from February 28, 1955 to April the 12th, 2022, was an American stand-up comedian and actor. His persona as a comedian featured an exaggerated trill voice, strong New York accent, and emphasis on crude humor. His numerous roles in film and television include voicing the Scarlet McCaw Lego in the Aladdin animated films and series, Digit Labat in Cyber Chase, Krang, Subprime in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the Aflac Duck. He was also known for his role as Mr. Peabody in the critically panned but commercially successful Problem Child film series. Gottfried hosted the podcast Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast from 2014 to 2022, which featured discussions of classic movies and celebrity interviews, most often with veteran actors, comedians, musicians, and comedy writers. The documentary Gilbert, 2017, explored his life and career. Also, I want to let people know that we also lost, DJ Kaslay. We lost DJ Kaslay, maven of New York hip-hop, who passed from COVID-19 complications. When it came down to it, DJ Kaslay, an influential member of the New York hip-hop scene whose raucous mixtapes became legendary, he passed from COVID-19 complications. He was only 55 years old. Kay Slay, whose real name was Keith Grayson, was a DJ at Hot 97, but he had been a star of the genre since the early 1990s, when mixtapes he produced featured up-and-comers and superstar rappers such as Jay-Z and later Eminem. Young Kay Slay, now he appeared in the seminal 1983 documentary Style Wars, which explored New York's burgeoning hip-hop scene. Then an East Harlem graffiti artist primarily using the name Dez, D-E-Z, he tagged the sides of subway train cars, calling himself the king of the number 3 train. His depth of experience as a young artist growing up during the rise of Grandmaster Flash and the Sugar Hill Gang, and later as a producer in his own right, introduced him to major artists. He released over 500 mixtapes in 10 years since his first in 1994. He featured artists going tit-for-tat with each other on tracks rarely found on the radio. The mixtapes Kay Slay executive produced reverberated far outside New York. In 2003, the New York Times said that high-profile hip-hop beef in the last 3 years began or ended on a Kay Slay tape, including tiffs between Nas and Jay-Z. Kay Slay took to calling himself the Drama King. I know a lot of you all remember that name because of the years-long feuds that began and later sometimes ended on his tapes. The debut album for him was 2003's The Street Sweeper, Volume 1. It was the first marketed to a national audience featuring 50 Cent, Nas, and Eminem, among many others, performing songs primarily produced by other artists along with its follow-up. He also closely worked with artist Papoose, with whom he left Jive Records to record independently. The game was boring until I came around, he told the New York Times in 2003. I brought the controversy back. I brought the game back to life. For years, Kay Slay hosted the Drama Hour on Hot 97, on which he interviewed countless hip-hop stars and aired out or inflamed beef between rappers. In January, that's when it was first announced by his family that he was in the hospital with COVID-19. There you go. I'm going to at least go to my phone line because there are a lot of different things going on out there. I'll get to those sooner than later. I'm going to start off with, all right, the area code of 601 with a 513. That's 601 with the 5-1 and the 3. How are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landenham, and I'd like to say thank you for your public support for my candidacy for president for 2024. I really appreciate that, and I just thank you for sharing that to the people.
No problem, no problem. Hey, like I say, when it comes to candidates, you are definitely the king. And what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I had a lot on my mind, you know, to talk about, and I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you got a lot of other callers and a lot of other things to talk about for people. But the only thing I could think about is a couple of things. Number one, we got to send our prayers to Ukraine.
Okay.
The people of Ukraine are getting decimated in such of a degree where the embarrassment of what President Putin, of his losses with his soldiers, with his equipment, will push him to launch a nuclear weapon. Some people could say that he just blustered. And then some say we should take him seriously. What I say is that we need prayer on this, especially for the people, and not just the Russian people, but the Ukrainian people, but the Russian people, because they're being fooled and tricked about the actions of Putin. But we got to find a way to come together. And the second thing I'm concerned about and wanted to talk about mainly was the federal mask mandate for travel.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't make any sense. I think we went through this before last year, right about the same time. And Biden, as soon as he became president, said, you take your mask off, take your vaccine, take your mask off. But at the same time, y'all remember, he was still wearing his mask. Everybody in this country was wearing their mask when they're telling us not to wear their mask. And you're telling us a year after where, yes, the numbers were down, now they're ticking back up. You're saying, now federal mandates, you don't have to wear your mask. Go out there and catch the COVID. You ain't going to catch it, but you might. And then the home, everybody's doing home test, so the numbers ain't going to be accurate anyway. They have to put that in account as well. So clearly, they haven't learned from the mistakes of the first time.
Ooh-wee.
So I said as a presidential candidate in 2020 and now again for 2024, if we stay steady, I know people are tired of wearing masks and tests and this, that, and worrying about the air. I understand. We are a tired people. But the one doggone thing we're not tired of is living. I know that for certain. So if you're out there in the streets talking about Black Lives Matter and the police and everything, we need to stay alive. Well, I'm not saying for any particular group, but for everybody under that format, this virus is aimed to kill us and weaken us and destroy us. We have to use our better judgment, show some patience, and then we have a virtue response out of being patient. You know, you see the lockdown that's happening in Shanghai. People crying, screaming. That's some scary stuff. People dying, killing their pets, trying to eat them. That's what I heard. I looked at it today. I'm like, wow. We have better vaccines than China did. But I said this earlier to a friend of mine. As long as the virus has some kind of control of a population of humans where they can still mutate and become a bigger threat later, then what vaccines we have that can protect us for now may not protect us later, as long as travel between different countries go on. Unless we're all in unison, with the same vaccine, same attention, it's going to take the 2024, maybe two more years after that, because we don't have to wear the mask, people. Worst time to do that. I think it's a political decision, because they're looking at what Florida and everything doing in Florida as the key battleground state. So I hope that's not a political decision. Anyway, you may not have a mask mandate, but here's the thing. You have common sense. Remember last year they told us not to wear your mask, and Joe Biden them still wearing their mask, and people were asking why he's still wearing your mask. Oh, I forgot. I'm used to wearing my mask. Bull crap. Then you found out two or three months later we had to put the mask back on by October because of the uptick, and people were dying during that time. So let's use common sense. Continue to wear your mask. At times when you're around people, especially in areas longer than 10 to 15 minutes, elevators, wash your hands. If you touch a door, pump gas, everything. Lysol your doors. Make sure people are vaccinated. Not the Moderna, but the Pfizer, the safest vaccine there is out there. There are more studies and tests that are occurring to make the vaccine better. But it's time to really come together to fix the problems that we're facing beyond color, beyond party, beyond hatred, beyond fear. We need love and courage in this moment, especially with our environment. We got to focus on that as well. And stop looking at greed and think we can keep living the same way. We can't. Everything's changing. So that's all I wanted to talk about. Please follow me on the Party of We the People on Facebook. Please also look up landinghamcase.com. You'll see the threat from Donald J. Trump when he was president 3 years ago on my life 4 days after I just announced my run, and the cover-up ensues under Joe Biden. That's why you have to Google Landingham versus Department of Justice. I filed my $2 billion lawsuit at the federal courthouse here in downtown Cleveland, and they accepted it, and we're going to trial. The truth is going to come out one way or the other because I said I am the people's candidate for the people's justice, and I meant every word of that. God bless each and every one of you. I hope everybody stays safe out there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you as always. That is presidential candidate 2024. He's the first one to at least let people know his plans on running, his issues, where he stands, the federal court case. Right now, I'm going to go out there and say, let's just put it into the universe. When they rule in his favor, it's because he at least had the evidence for them to start and take it serious. So, again, that's Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. I definitely support that man in his candidacy, and it's always good to talk to him. Speaking of good to talk to people, I was might have been getting ready to run my chops, run my big mouth, but instead, I was just alerted to the fact it's so good to have people helping work the computers around here. They point things out. There's a 216-424 number. 216-424. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. How my people doing?
Man, we are doing phenomenal, man. We are doing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that you helped track the album. For those people who don't know, the man on the phone, he is just not a music producer. He is not just a lyricist. The man is the head of his own video company. Films nice music videos. Also, he's done track listings for candidates who ran for mayor. And on top of that, the brother tracked the album Anti-Music Industry for the artist known as Sheriff Kilroy. And that album will be released on April the 27th because Alfred Porter Jr. has been blessed and highly favored to receive, and that's a blessing. As a matter of fact, I got to put it out there right now. Infamous shout out goes to the Barclay family. Infamous shout out using calling me on a personal phone line while I'm live on air. But the album was tracked by Black House Sound. So with that being said, what's on your mind, Brother Joe?
Well, today, in the next, I think, 30 minutes, I have a new song hitting YouTube, and it's called I Hope My Music Help You See Another Day. And it's not a whole song. It's really an introduction. I have two introductions to my album, so I've been working on that. So if I can get some criticism from some of my fans that call the show, I appreciate it. If you can hit the subscribe button if you already haven't. On top of that, I just want to thank everybody that came out to our last show that we did. It was a success. I was really, really, really pleased with the people that came out through a storm, and that was amazing. All the way out in Bedford, and I couldn't believe it. Also, for people that's running for positions, I hope, Democrat or Republican, I hope you're successful in what you're trying to do. Like I say, the more I learn about politics, I'm understanding it's not always the title. It's what the person that's put in that position, what they really can do for the people. People might argue with me about that, but that's the way I look at it. And I don't want to put down no candidate at all because we do not know what they have in the future for us as people. And so, once again, I was just calling to thank people that came to the last show. More music is to come. More entertainment is to come. And if anything Black House Sound can do, put a smile on people's faces, or make people not think about the problems that they're going through currently to get them away from that stress and just give them a little bit of entertainment. That's what Blackout Sound is here for. I'm Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Blackout Sound. I'm not going nowhere unless the Lord have better plans for me. Other than that, you will hear a see from me real soon. Joseph Motley Jr., I'm out. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. And Al Porter got a great album. Y'all need to buy that album. Thank you.
Thank you for putting that out there. Like I say, reason before I go to the 216-412 number, the reason that I could put it out there is because the honor, it's an excellent honor that will happen. It's a red carpet type of affair. And my thing is, I'm just thankful that I have been able to stay around for as long as I have. That's an important thing. So the Trappies Dedication Award Ceremony, April 27th. Red carpet starts at 6 p.m. Ceremony starts at 9 p.m. Music by the world-famous DJ Jack the Ripper, hosted by Trap Boy Mannequin and Kingpin at Exotic Cuisines, 12703 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111. So, yeah, I guess I have to dress up, huh? And what better time than to release an album that strong? It just means a lot to me. The album was tracked, and I'll leave it to you like this. Anytime I can sit back and smile because I have three songs on there featuring Mama Porter and about three more different songs featured another couple of queens, it's just a blessing to be alive. As I sit back and look at the 216-412, the 216, the 412, you are on live. How you doing? Wow. 216-412 has decided to call in and play one of my favorite Tupac songs. Keep your head up. And that's what I'm going to do.
What up?
Keep my head
up. What up? Major Taps in the building. How y'all doing? That was definitely directly for the Queens and everybody else that's going through something right now. You know what I mean? So what's up? This is Major Taps from Proprietor ENT. Shout out to the late great Tupac. Real song. Let's get right to it. May 5th, I want everybody to come out. We're doing a food drive at Carouge Park from 4 to 7. So you're getting off work, you're picking up the children from school. Come on in. It's a family fun event. We're going to have fun. It's going to be live music. I'm inviting a lot of big people to come out, like the mayor. I want Nina Brown and Chantel Brown to come out. I'm rocking with both of them for real. So,
okay. I might have to get Nina Turner, Chantel Brown.
Yeah, so my homie Dantes Taylor, you already know, coming out.
Right.
Matter of fact, I just ran into C-Rock from the block right there on Lee in Harvey. He was doing some himself. He was out here passing out meals to people in need. He gave me a few meals to pass out to some people. So you catch Major Taps tomorrow. They're in my refrigerator. Catch Major Taps right around the city. Got the meals and stuff. Best believe I'm going to have them on deck. So
okay.
That's what we do on this side. And me, I'm constantly just making music, like to make new music. I'm pumped up for this workshop, up-and-coming workshop that's coming up. I got a special song, a new song, matter of fact, that I'm dropping. And, it's definitely dedicated to Queens, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. For Proprietor ENT, we're doing big things. We ain't letting nothing stop us, you know. I advise everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to just keep the positive energy, facts though, you know what I mean? Can't let stuff, you know what I'm saying, get in between what you got going on. So, and like I said, I ain't perfect. I'm learning to a lot of this stuff myself. So, all be about that's rocking with me, bear with me and stuff though. But like I said, we gonna get it there. So, I want everybody to have a nice night. Just came through just to let y'all know what's happening. I'll be on here next Monday too. So all right. Keep your updates on certain things, things of that nature. Check me out on IG. You can, just tap in Major Taps Backwards. That's Taps Major on IG.
Okay.
I got some posts right now just to show you. Yeah, me and CC Robbie posted at the Lee and Harvard, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying, just doing some things for the cause, you know.
Right.
So that's why I got up your poster right now. I also got some alerts about, as far as with the what's the girl, what's the young lady's name? She was kidnapped at 131st, right there at the, well, it's Marathon now. It used to be called the Old Speedy, though. So, like, every time I see that picture, it disturbs me. I'm about to look it up right now. Wait a minute, because Hold up. 1 minute, and I'm about to get off the line.
No problem.
There we go. Roger Adriana McQueen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Every time I see her picture, it disturbed me and stuff. Al.
Yeah.
Brother Al.
Yes, sir.
Can you update me on her situation?
Right now, I'm waiting to see who's going to go out, who's doing what, and then I'll be able to even give a fair shake. That's why I can tell people if you need to know anything else, you can always text the number.
Yeah,
text
I'm just saying,
the number
you know
216-804-7462, and or I'll put anything that's needed out online as it comes through. But continue on.
Most definitely. Yeah, I don't want to get confused, like, because I don't want to say this is the same female that got found on the that was found on the balcony in Slavia Village.
Yeah, that was Adriana Barnes.
Adriana Barnes. Okay, Roger is her first name. Adriana is her middle name. I see Adriana because I don't want to get messed up because, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Roger Adriana McQueen. She been missing since last year. I believe like around around June 26, 2021, she's been missing. And like I said, it was said that she was leaving out of the gas station and some random suspect was in her back. They said they seen a person in her back seat as she was driving off 131st.
Mm-hmm.
She was last seen going down toward Garfield area. So y'all see anything, y'all know anything, say something.
Man. I'm glad you said that. I am.
Right. My belt, man, and like y'all, the families, y'all keep yourself together and strong and stuff like that. So, but best believe, Major out here, and I got my soldiers out here looking like, you know. So we on alert too. So,
got you. All right, appreciate you, and talk to you soon.
Later.
Peace. My thing now is this is how I'm going to do it. Okay, I have a couple of other phone callers on the line. I'm going to go to the 216-716 first and then follow that with the 615 area code 894. But we're going to go to the 216-716. How are you? 216-716. Going twice. Going thrice. I appreciate you. Sometimes people do call in. And they're either at work or activity or event, and they really can't talk, so they might be listening. For all we know, they could be in bed next to somebody, and they don't want to disturb that person's slumber. Again, I try the other 216-716 number, 216-716. Uno, dos, tres. Okay. Thank you so much for listening as well. Now, if something happens and you hear something and you say, I wish I had commented on that, you can always press the 1 key since you didn't. But like I say, even if you plan on just listening and not speaking, I'm going to come to the phone line because it's important to hear what might be on your mind as I go to the 615 area code 894. 615-894, how you doing?
What's poppin'? Yes, sir. Tell your new life, man. Eastside the God, man. Everything, man. Everything one. I know I had to tap in, man. It's been a little minute, you know what I'm saying? I had to tap in, man. You know, I've been busy, man. Shouts out to Suave Gotti, man. I got a big announcement for that one. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely shout out to Coalition DJs, man. Shout out to She's Model, man. Oh, my God, man. She's Model from Nashville, man. Shout out to Official Savage, man. Official Savage K from Nashville, man. She turning up, man. I'm telling you, when I say fire, oh, this artist right here, she fire. She come with the whole
package. Okay, what's that name again?
Official Savage K on Instagram. Official Savage K. I'm telling you, fire. You know what I'm saying? She's model. She one of the hottest. She's model. She one of the hottest models in Nashville. You feel me? She also do the radio hosting. You know what I'm saying? She do the party hosting. She do everything. You feel me? It's definitely a connection, man. And get to the Suave Gotti situation. Shout out to Coalition DJs too, man. DJ Bucko, my official DJ.
Yeah.
Coalition DJ, New Life official DJ. He did come out. We coming back out there. Al. It was crazy when we came out there the first time. But yeah. Shout out to the whole team, man. Thank you, Boss Bay Promotions, man. And shout out to Suave Gotti, man. That's my homie, man. Shout out to Suave Gotti, man. We got something big in the making coming up, man. Artists be ready to tap in with me, man. Coalition DJs, GMS Magazine. Al, you heard it here first, man. You heard it here first, man. Team New Life, Coalition DJs, DJ Bucko, GMS Magazine, man. We definitely about to drop that American Next Top Spitter DVD. Oh, my God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You put the wrong... You put the wrong people together, man. You feel me? Shout out to Suave Gotti, man. We're going to tell you, everything is in motion right now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I've just been a little behind on certain situations, but you feel me? He definitely going to keep you updated, but, man, that's my guy, man. But, yeah, man, one more time for She's Model and Official Savage K, man. I'm telling you, we got something. They will be on the DVD as well, man. I'm telling you, I'm taking it from Cleveland to Cali, from Cali to Nashville, man. We about to turn it up, man. It's about to be crazy, man. And shout out to my boy, I heard him, man. Major Taps, man. Oh, my God, man. Major Taps, man. That's my boy, man. That's one talented person, man. I love that boy, man. I'm telling you, man. He talented, man. That was one of the first persons that blew my head at the hip-hop workshop, man. When I seen him literally tap dance and do music at the same, man, bruh, listen. Hands down, man. That man is talented as hell. Ever.
Yes, he is.
My hats off to him, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Hats off to him. Shout out to Mama Porter, man. That's my baby. That's my mama. That's my baby. That's my baby, man. Shout out to E-Max 3342. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the whole gang, man. Shout out to Joe Legacy, man, and the whole Black House Sound, man. They still doing their thing, man. That's what's up, man.
Yes.
You know? Before I get off of here, man, you feel me? I want to give advice, man. Advice, man. Quick little advice,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Long story short, man, because I see it a lot, man. I came up by myself, man. I came up by myself. I ain't had no team. I ain't had no manager, no label, no nothing. But no matter what it was, the situation, no matter anything, I always knew how to support. Word for the day is support. It's not hard to support. You ain't going to go to jail for it. You ain't going to die for it. You ain't going to get no drama. You ain't going to lose your girlfriend, your wife, your mate, whatever. It's not hard to support, man. We got to learn how to support each other a little more, man. Y'all support all these fake rappers, all these pretenders. Y'all support all the wrong things, man. We don't need to support our own kind. We got to learn how to support more, man. That's the end of my story. That's the end of my story.
Man, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yes, sir. Much love to you, too, man. Much love to you, too, man. I appreciate you, man. Showed me a lot.
Likewise.
Gave me a lot of opportunities, man. You took part of who I am today, man. So I definitely appreciate you for that, man. You feel me? But, yeah, much love to everybody, man.
No,
life. I'm out here.
Hey, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, that was a powerful statement in itself. Talking about where can I go in conversation, and I just want to thank all my callers. I do. Very humble, very humble when I work with people, and you don't expect some of the compliments that you get. So I really do respect it. Before I even play a track, because it was brought up when it came to politics, from Brother Joe Motley earlier, Major Taps talking about inviting people out to the event on May the 5th. And my thing is, sometimes things happen when candidates show their face and come out to meet the community. I'm going to give you a name right now. James Hemphill, who's running for the Senate seat in the Republican primary for the 11th Congressional District. Now, he called last week. He did. And then he came down to Voice of Radio the next day. And then he even came and spoke at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Last week he spoke, I believe right before Major Taps had gotten in. He even joined Black on Black Crime Incorporated. But this is very interesting. He was on Voice It last Monday, or last Tuesday he was on Voice It Radio. He called in the Blog Talk Radio first time last Monday. Last Wednesday came to the meeting and spoke. Pay attention to how things worked out. By, I believe, Friday or Saturday, he had a interview with Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer newspaper. He had a tough name going against him because he wanted the newspaper's endorsement and the other person wanted the endorsement. Cleveland.com endorsed the name of James Hemphill in the Republican primary for the 11th Congressional District. In short, they said, Greater Cleveland's overwhelmingly Democratic 11th Congressional District, two candidates seek the Republican nomination. Political newcomer James Hemphill, age 46, of Cleveland Heights, and former East Cleveland Mayor Eric Brewer, 68, a journalist and publisher. Brewer has an array of experience in politics and government. Hemphill, a home remodeler, has had the unusual experience for a candidate of serving nearly 70 months in prison after being convicted in 1990's drug trafficking charge originating in Iowa. He says he's turned his life around as a small business owner before his conviction and now hopes to help constituents avoid similar paths. He even talked about it last week. He's into mentoring now. Brewer appears focused more on big-picture federal questions, such as foreign policy concerns, than on the bread-and-butter issues likely to interest most residents of the district. In contrast, Hemphill brings fresher, more traditionally conservative perspectives to the 11th District contest. The district's Republicans should nominate James Hemphill as their candidate for Congress in the May 3rd primary. Early voting has begun. Now, I just wanted to throw that out there before I do anything else because it's very interesting. I know he didn't do that for that reason, but when he was on Voice It Radio last week, it was very interesting that I played Black House Sound, Joe Motley's No Limit What the Lord Will Do, and you know, I played, I believe, Mr. Solo, Lyrical Storm, a couple other things from Cleveland. And Brother Hemphill looked at me and said, I like that song, No Limit What the Lord Will Do. And he was like, did you say the artist is from Cleveland? I said, yep, 216-440, because they travel all over the place. Brother was interested in that name. So after the program tonight, I will definitely reach out to Brother Hemphill, pass the number along, all that good stuff. My thing is, if a candidate comes out We call ourselves music activism and news for a reason. Whoever it is, politics, I don't know what, doesn't matter to me, but if you're going to at least be out there, frequent and talk to the people who need your help the most. Before we do anything else, I'm going to just play this next track because the presidential candidate, Michael D. Landingham, brought up what needs to be done still. So I'm going to go back to the long-awaited Detox album from Kilroy and pull this track out from Emacs, The Image. Yeah, we know what it is.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cop might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, survivors speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting.
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out.
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player.
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news.
lunchrooms I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K through 12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3342.
Yeah, and one of the events that happened earlier today was called Justice for June Wang March. The June Wang March, and it was sponsored by June Wang Justice. It happened at Ontario Street today. June Wang was a peace-loving artist, a member of the Catholic community, and a beloved brother, family member, friend, volunteer, and neighbor who deeply loved the United States and our democracy. June demonstrated for peace in Tiananmen Square on April 15, 1989, in Beijing, China. 33 years after that day, we are seeking justice for June's death. As a matter of fact, it was Facebook Justice for June Wang March. Now, June suffered from a mental illness, and his sister Julie helped him access health care, medicine, and the resources he needed to live his best life. On October 28, 2016, officers in the North Royalton Police Department ended his life when they were called to implement a probate warrant. Instead of assisting him to the hospital, June was unlawfully executed while in custody. The choices made by North Royalton police officers that night broke numerous protocols laid out by the Ohio Attorney General, the Ohio Revised Code, and police department processes and training in the years since June's murder. The North Royalton Police Department has covered up evidence and falsified reports in order to justify the unlawful murder. Now, with that being said, the June Wang Foundation were joined by the Tamir Rice Foundation, the Immigrant Support Network, Reach NEO, Showing Up for Racial Justice Surge, NEO, several church communities, advocates for mental health organizations, and community members from across Northeast Ohio to demand justice for June. And they marched from the Justice Center to the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office. That was at noon today. They were demanding that the bullets taken from June's body be provided back to the medical examiner for further investigation. They demand that the officer responsible for murdering June Wang no longer be an armed police officer in our community. There you go. And that was today. Now, as I go back through to look at what's next on the menu, I just want to humbly thank all those people once again. Happy Easter, happy Ramadan, from Good Friday to Palm Sunday. There are so many differences. I don't really care what a person celebrates. As long as it's not trying to harm somebody else personally, I don't. I just hope that people will stay peaceful, can get through, enjoy everything, take the best qualities, and still work together. That's all I care about. Yesterday I was rebaptized at the Rock AME Zion Church, which meets every first, third, and fifth Sunday at the Dialogue Center with Pastor Randy Reed. Yeah, I had to quit playing with a lot of things, and as I learned better, intended on doing better. So anyway, with that being said, I appreciate everything. I should say the Rock AME Zion, it opens up 10:30 a.m. from 10:30 to usually 12 to 12:15. The service starts at 11, so it's an hour of power at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. This is what I'm going to do. Mentioned the artist earlier. Why not play something from Suave Gotti? Why not?
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the sources of crew. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman would throw. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the host house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stock. Or someone living in Shaker called the cop. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young. Then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up first. Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday they had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. A free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell them about the babies though. We gotta tell them about the babies though. He had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Poon.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe Poon.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
They call me Cleveland legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing when I was tight like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
When I got the 1200, it was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas' necks. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
Hey, I appreciate everybody who tuned in this evening. It was a phenomenal evening. It was. I'm very thankful. My thing is, as I leave out, very humbled. I'm thankful. That's all I can say. Hey, may the Creator continue to bless everybody. And may we continue to figure out ways that we can at least begin to work together and keep on working together. Hey, we have a few seconds left. I could just run my mouth, but why not? Take us out of here for a second.
Yo, DJ Shiny Shine. We got to go back in. Make it bigger, better, stronger. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the people what they want.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
And keep it classic at the same time, you know? It's something for the station, all across the nation. ACS in top rotation. I keep banging out the heat so fast that the haters wonder if my shit gon' last. I get those then it's on again. Download it on your phone again. Top 100 ringtones again. So open the door and let me in. Begin, I'm home. You don't want to see IG. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't want to see IG. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't want to see IG. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't want to see IG. As a child, always felt I'd rock it. Fat little nigga with dirt in his pockets, but I fell about the game so true. Music business, I ain't had no clue. I knew that hard work would pay with time, so I concentrated on getting mine. I took the concept that was in my head and turned them boys to bread. I'm home, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't want the CID. Feeling like...
As a matter of fact, by the way, forgot about the other holiday. Happy 420, everybody. Happy 420. Talk to you all soon. Peace.